Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR in Boston. I'm Lisa Mullins. We've got an overcast and dry night ahead, but by tomorrow morning, it'll be overcast and no longer dry. Meteorologist Dave Epstein joins us by Skype. Dave, what are you looking at?
Well, we're looking at what I'll call a light to moderate snowfall, and as a matter of fact, just a light to moderate rainfall in some areas, so it's going to depend on exactly where you are. The snow moves in the pre-dawn hours tomorrow, and it continues to snow during those hours and ends sometime in the early afternoon. Now, it's going to change over to rain cape in the islands after a coating to an inch. There may be 1, 2, 3 inches as you get towards the city, south of the city, same thing up towards Cape Ann. So in the Boston area, we're talking 1 to 3 inches, 2 to 4. It will depend on exactly where you are, but you get the idea. This isn't a big deal. You get west of 128, you start growing 3, 4, 5 inches, and you get west of 495. That's where you get 5, 6, perhaps 7 inches as you get on towards Orange, Athol, Greenfield, and on into Berkshire County.
And it should all be blown out by when?
So this ends during the late morning to mid-afternoon hours west to east across the area. There may be a few residual rain and snow drops falling, but I think by the evening commute, things are pretty much done.
What are the temperatures going to be like?
Temperatures tomorrow getting into the 30s, low to mid-30s, so many places will get above freezing from roughly, you know, Northborough, Marlborough, Acton, on towards the east, Amesbury, south, Providence, north. That whole corridor is going to be above freezing. As you get west of 495, they'll stay below freezing, temperatures in the 20s, so the snow lighter and a little bit fluffier there. And that's the other thing. Even a couple of inches in Boston will be kind of heavy wet, so a little more difficult to move around than we've had.
What do you see for the rest of the week?
The rest of the week looks pretty nice. We get to Thursday, temperature around freezing, sunshine. We'll start to melt things on Friday, mid to upper 30s. And the weekend right now, temperatures at least in the 40s. Sometimes we could be a little warmer. Sometimes we could be a little bit cooler. But it's going to be a dry weekend and definitely at least some melting. Whether it's a lot of melting or a little, we'll take another look at that in the coming days.
Okay. Thanks for keeping watch on this. Dave Epstein, thank you.
You're welcome.